Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Every year on Christmas Day, Whiskey River in Norco opens its doors to those who may not have a place to go for Christmas for a free lunch and presents from Santa. It's all put together by Cowboys for a Cause. And here to tell us more is Drake, founder and president of Cowboys for a Cause. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Pepper. How are you?
And it's not Drake, like the musician Drake.
No, long before.
It's just Drake.
Yeah.
I understand how confusing it can be when you only go by one name.
That's right. It's easier.
Start by telling us, what is Cowboys for a Cause?
Cowboys for a Cause is a community-driven local organization, a charitable 501c3 that does a diverse amount of things in the Inland Empire and throughout Southern California and our own community. And this Thursday, Christmas Day, December 25th, will be our 17th annual Magic of Christmas, put on by Cowboys for a Cause and been hosted at Whiskey River with Rob and his team, again, for 17 years. We'll have a free Christmas dinner from noon to 4. Santa will arrive about 1 o'clock this year. We have him coming in on a Cal Fire fire truck escorted by RSO deputies, and we'll have a helicopter flyby by RSO's helicopter wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. It's a great event.
This Christmas Day lunch has become a tradition in Norco. How did this all get started, and why was it important for Cowboys for a Cause to create it?
Well, the way I got involved when it was another organization had started trying to do this, and about 4 days before Christmas, in around 2010, whatever it is, I lose track, asked if we could cook for them on Christmas Day. And we said, of course, we said, yeah. And then we took it over and we've run with it ever since. This will continue to go on and on and on and on. It's part of our every year, and it's welcome and open to everybody. If you're in need or you know somebody that's in need or just don't want to be alone on Christmas, everyone's invited. The food is fantastic. We start cooking probably about 2 o'clock in the morning on Christmas morning. We could use volunteers. If there's some of you that just want to come and give back to the community, we'll take whoever we can get because we never know who we're going to get or if we're going to get any or we're just doing it on our own. It's a big event.
For someone who's never been, what does Christmas Day at Whiskey River look and feel like?
Well, the doors open at about noon, even though we start cooking, like I said, at 2 o'clock. We get some drifters that come in, people that are just looking for a place to happen. Come in and have a beverage, a non-alcoholic beverage that's sponsored by Whiskey River and Rob and his team. And then we put the food out at noon. And then kids start shopping at 1 o'clock after Santa arrives. We line up all the children. There's quite a mass display of toys gathered from the community. And the kids get to shop and pick out their toys. They pick out 2 to 3 toys. And depending on what we accumulate, we usually send them through a second time if we can. They'll walk out of there with all kinds of wonderful toys and stuffed toys and sports balls and puzzles and books. It's about putting the smiles on the kids' faces. And then when the first responders show up, of course, you know, they're more than happy to interact with them and show them the fire truck and turn on the sirens. And it's a very big community event.
Who does this event serve, and why is it especially meaningful for people who may otherwise spend Christmas alone?
Well, you know, being charitable is a lot of giving of yourself. And, you know, God bless the other organizations, you know, that do provide. You know, I just did one in Banning and Beaumont, our first annual one out there. And that was on December 6th. We do all that stuff for these people. And what do they have to do on the actual Christmas Day? You know, nowhere to go, nothing to do, nothing to celebrate, nobody to celebrate with. So we decided we'd do it on Christmas Day and make it available to anyone and everyone. We have people that travel distances to come and help. We have families that we helped for the last 4 years or in the past that have come back and volunteered year after year after year because they're back on their feet and they want to give back as well. It's just something that we'll always do.
like you said, this all happens on Christmas Day. What motivates your volunteers to give up their holiday to serve the community?
I think it's just because there are so many good people out there that just realize it needs to happen. And as this event has grown, they've looked at it as a positive way to spend their Christmas. You know, as we get older, like birthdays. Birthdays don't have to happen on birthdays, and Christmas doesn't have to happen on Christmas. Those that want to give of themselves and really get the joy of Christmas, which what this is all about, come and dedicate and devote their day on Christmas. Some people can only make it in the mornings because they have family functions in the afternoon or vice versa. We'll take whatever we can get. We start on Christmas Eve, loading in toys and tables and setting everything up. So if you aren't available on Christmas and you want to come by on Christmas Eve, we'll be glad to take your help.
Even Santa Claus is making an appearance at Whiskey River in Norco this Christmas Day. What does that mean for the kids and families to receive gifts in this setting?
Well, the anticipation and watching the crowd, but the anticipation of Santa coming, and like I said earlier, we've had him come in on a wagon. This year we're having him come in on a fire truck. That presence of Santa just brings that aura of joy. You know, some of these kids don't get the toys like those that have been blessed a little more and growing up have gotten. And, you know, they rely on this event to have toys. You know, we've had several families come up and say, well, we wouldn't have a Christmas without this event. Dad lost his job, or things were tough, or the economy, or whatever happens. And this puts Christmas back into the family that may or may not have happened without this event.
I'm speaking with Drake, founder and president of Cowboys for a Cause, which is hosting The Magic of Christmas, a free event at Whiskey River in Norco on Christmas Day, a free lunch, presents from Santa. And how many meals are you typically able to serve, and how have you seen this event grow over the years?
We typically do over 500 meals. We've done as many as over 750, give away over 1,000 kids' toys. The hardest part about doing something like this is getting the message out to those that need it. So if you know somebody in your schools or somebody in your neighborhood or a friend of a friend, or, you know, even the seniors are without a lot of times. We do stuff with them as well. So if you're aware of somebody, you know, share it with them, pass it on to them, invite them. Everybody's welcome. We want to touch as many as we can.
What role does Whiskey River play in making this possible, and why are partnerships like this so important?
Well, this event isn't an event unless it's got a place to happen, you know, a brick and mortar, an operational site. Back in the day, Rob opened up his other establishment, Mavericks, and we outgrew that. And when he acquired Whiskey River, he's like, let's move it over. And I'm like, yeah, we need the growth space. This couldn't be without Rob's kindness and his team and them giving in themselves and opening the door for giving us a location to make this happen. And it's been a long, very solid relationship. And we usually don't even talk about it happening until 6 weeks before, and we just like nod at each other. Yep, we're doing it. You know, we know we're going to do it. And Rob just is so gracious and just opens the doors and says, have at it. And we plug and play into his location. We couldn't do it without him.
How can the community support Cowboys for a Cause, whether by volunteering, donating, or spreading the word?
Well, the volunteering part, yes. We're in our toy collection phase right now. And then, you know, we cook all the meals on Christmas Day. Christmas Day is typically turkeys, hams. We get green beans and corn from Texas Roadhouse, and their wonderful rolls. The Derby Room, that has multiple locations, they do the stuffing and the salad. We cook all the proteins. We could use any help we can get. Even setting up, if you can give an hour on Christmas Eve when we unload the toys and stage them up on the stage. Or you got an hour Christmas morning before your function starts, you know, come on by. We can, whether it's prepping turkeys or adding fuel to the fire to keep the fires going for the cooking, we could use the support. We don't just do Christmas. Throughout the year, we're greatly involved in multiple other charitable organizations, and that's why I called it Cowboys for a Cause, because it's not just one thing. And because it's locally based, we could come across somebody with breast cancer. We can come across somebody with neuroblastoma. We can come across somebody that had a tragic loss, their house burned down. And we can reach out and help in all of those causes and not just one.
Is there a moment from a past Christmas that really captures why this event matters to you personally?
Yeah, I would say this was probably around 2009. A man I never met came up to me crying and just gave me a hug. And I said, hey, you know, nice to meet you. Merry Christmas. And he said, this is the only Christmas we'll have. I lost my job. We lost our house, this and that. And he had about four kids. And we took care of all of them and fed them. And we sent them home with some of the leftovers so they had food for the week. And the very next year he came up with a gracious hug, and that's the example I used earlier. He was the first one that happened to back on his feet. We had also helped him find employment. His family was all squared up. They all came back to volunteer the next year, and they've been back ever since. He just called me about a month ago and said, I'll be there at Christmas to volunteer, you know, with the kids. And that's how they spend their Christmas now. So it doesn't just touch us. It touches everybody else.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I've been speaking with Drake, founder and president of Cowboys for a Cause, about the magic of Christmas, a free event taking place on Christmas Day at Whiskey River in Norco, a free lunch, presents, and a visit from Santa. How can people learn more about either this event or Cowboys for a Cause in general?
Well, that's my fault. The flyer is late because we took on the December 6th and we focused on that. And then as a result of or due to COVID or whatever you want to call it, my printer went out of business, so I had to chase the files, and now I've had to recreate them to get the printing done, and that's taken a little bit. Plus, we decided to rebuild our Cowboys for a Cause website all about the same time, probably a bad decision. You can get a hold of us through TwinPinesRanchCA.com. It has a link to the Cowboys for a Cause, and it's CowboysForACause.com and .org. Or better yet, just make a phone call to us. You know, we answer our phone, and if you got questions, we're very face-to-face with everything that we do, and I'd love to have a conversation with anybody that calls. You call me, I'll answer, and we'll get you involved. You know, we just got the Elks Lodge out of Banning Beaumont involved, and we're going to be getting more of them. Our sponsors have been with us the whole time, All American Trailers in Norco. The Derby Room, which has got about 7 or 8 locations throughout Inland Empire and other areas. Texas Roadhouse, Corona, Norco Area Chamber of Commerce has been a very good supporter of ours. And Cowboys for a Cause is just all about community and the networking that we create. We're horrible at raising money because we don't do a good job of know how to ask people for money. So we're semi-self-funded. We create revenue through our activities and such to support our causes. But if you're looking for a place to donate, we're more than happy to take it.
And anything else you want us to know?
Nobody should be alone on Christmas. We do a lot with veterans and at-risk youth and disadvantaged youth and terminally ill. No matter who you are, we don't turn anybody away. You know, if you are going to be alone on Christmas and you're looking for some place to spend, come jump on the buffet line and serve food and have some smiles and have a meal with us and see what it does to these children that are getting these gifts, you know, and they're playing with them in the parking lot, and it's priceless, you know, to just have that kind of effect. And the best thing is it's right here in our community.
Drake can be reached at 480-262-3585 if you want more information about this event or just want to help out. Again, that's 480-262-3585. Drake, thank you so much for doing this for our community, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Pepper. Thank you to the K-Frog Nation and Odyssey. And we really appreciate your support. Being able to get this message out through you guys is greatly appreciated, and we thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.